Positively 4th Street. The Lives and Times of Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, Mimi Baez Farinha, and Richard Farinha, by David Haydu. In the winter of 1949, when Joan and Mimi Baez were little girls, their Aunt Tia moved in with them. She came through the chimney and brought music and ice cream in her carpet bag. Or it seemed that way to them at the time. Joan, who was 8, and Mimi, who was 4, shared a bedroom on the second floor of the Baez family's clapboard house in Menlo Park, California, near Stanford University, where their father, Dr. Albert Baez, 37, worked in a Cold War program to teach physics to military engineers in training. Their older sister, Pauline, 10, kept to herself in her own small room, a converted closet, and their mother, 36, for whom Joan was named, tended to the house while listening to classical music on 78 RPM records a salesman picked out for her. The female contingent of the family submitted reluctantly to rooming house life until the elder Joan's sister, Tia, 39, joined them, freshly divorced for unimaginably adult reasons never to be discussed. Sisterhood understitched the Baez household. The first of Joan and Albert's children had been named for Tia, whose proper name was Pauline Bridge Henderson, Tia meaning aunt in Spanish, Albert's native language, just as the third-born had been named for their father's only sister, Margarita. Mimi was her middle name, which everybody in the family except Albert Baez preferred. Tia was fair and soft, with long, curly chestnut hair and the free-spirited poise of an artist's model.